a wild world. And I'll always remember you like a child.
It's a Wild World with Karen Allison on WBGO. Wild for You, that album. I love the photos on this album. And actually, I love the photos on all of your albums. You're very photogenic, but you always get photographers who do conceptual things. And I think that's always fun.
That's good to hear.
So you have a new album called Some of That Sunshine. Will you be having pictures of you like a blazing sun or something?
Well, that's kind of a surprise. But we do have some fun photos from that shoot that we just did about a month ago, actually.
We're going to tease you in a while because I'll play in a while a couple of songs from the album. Not yet out, but it will be out when?
August 3rd.
And in the meantime, you'll sing some of those songs anyway.
Right.
This week at Birdland. What determined you finally to do a whole album of your own songs?
It's been on my mind for a while. I've been compiling songs since I was first started to sing. And then a very dear friend and co-writer, Chris Caswell, has been encouraging me too. So we have some that we wrote together and some that I just wrote. But every tune on this project, I've either written all of it or some of it. I don't know what pulls us to put our own stuff out there, but I felt the pull.
Well, I'm always curious what inspires, like, you've done some concept albums, like you've done this Rodgers and Hammerstein album. Was it because all of a sudden you saw a photograph of you as Nellie Forbush back when you were in that show?
No.
And thought, hey.
Although I did play her, but no, that's not what instigated that one. It's just I happened to be watching American Masters, I think, on public television and on Oscar Hammerstein, and that's what said, hey, maybe some, you know, all Hammerstein and, you know, lyrics for a project. And so that's what drew me to that.
You have 13 albums?
I think so.
I have 12 in front of me.
Yeah, I may have 13 or 14.
Some of them have definite concepts, like the Coltrane and Hartman album, and Chris Caswell worked on Footprints, and that's all like vocalese and jazz songs and things. Mm-hmm. And there's the Blue record, plenty of Brazilian.
Yeah.
And you brought in some spring songs for this show.
Yes, I did. I feel that spring needs to be beckoned to us.
I love that. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So, please.
This is sort of like a rain dance only.
Okay, it's a song from my hometown. Mm-hmm. It's a song of Fred Landisman and Tommy Wolfe.
That's right.
Once I was a sentimental thing. I threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance doesn't stand a chance. Promised my last dance to winter. All I've got to show is a splinter for my little fling. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse
that never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can't really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss brings trees and flowers, and to them I'd like to pose a toast. I walk in the park just to kill each lonely hour. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, the birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love. This is it. I've heard it before, and I know the score. Decided that spring is a bore. Love came sure around the new year. Now it's April. Love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way. It would last. We had our day. Now that's all in the past. Spring came along, such a season of song, full of sweet promise. But something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed a tonic. Sulfur and molasses was the dose. That didn't help one bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can't really hang you up the most. I'm all alone. The party is over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most. The most. Spring can really hang you up the most. Spring can really hang you up the most.
Karen Allison at WBGO, at the piano and singing. And I don't know how many nor'easters there were. Four? Five?
Maybe, yeah.
Sudden hurricanes of snow.
So
and then
many
the next
crazy
day, gone.
Right. And then all the travel stuff that was involved with that, for those of us who were traveling either in the Midwest or on the West Coast, there was stuff happening there too. So
it was oodles happening. It was
a
like
bit
the,
crazy.
But it was like the boy crying wolf, because it was never really as ravenous a wolf, except I keep thinking if we don't pay
Say
attention,
that.
We are going to get devoured sooner or later. But
that's right.
In the meantime, we have these great songs to live with.
Yes, indeed.
And we have more from Karen Allison forthcoming. She's going to be singing this week, upcoming at Birdland. We're going to have a tease. We're going to have a preview of Karen's new album forthcoming amongst the singers Unlimited on WBGO.
So wrap up some of that sunshine. It's better to collect it. 'Cause when you least expect it, it may come in handy on a rainy day. It'll come in handy on a rainy day.
Some of that sunshine is the title song from a new album of Karen Allison, and a tease just then on WBGO because it ain't out yet.
That's right.
When?
August 3rd is the release date.
And in the meantime, I'm going to play that. Well, I just played that, and mm-hmm. I'll play something else in a while, but she's with me. Karen Allison is, because you're going to be with everybody at Birdland this week.
That's right.
You like that?
I like Birdland a lot. Yeah, it's spacious and friendly and warm.
And you don't have to sit with your back to the stage.
That's right. it's civilized there.
You can hear everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. I've seen, I don't know how many times you've been there. How many?
Yeah, it's our New York home, I guess. Oh, I don't know how many. Many.
Lots of really good singers, like there.
Yeah, Johnny likes singers, so that's fortunate.
Well, so do I.
Yeah,
so there
so
you
do
go.
I.
So glad to have you.
I'm happy to talk with you, Michael, always.
So you wrote all these songs that are on this new album.
Mm-hmm.
What inspires you to write a song?
Oh, could be anything. Could be, for example, some of that sunshine is maybe when you're not feeling like you got it, but you need to find it within yourself to move on with a smile on your face. And or a heartbreak, of course, can inspire it. Shake It Up, which you're going to play at some point. The current political scene inspired that. Well, not just the current one, just things that we need to shake up, I guess. Nature can inspire me. Just a groove or a hook can inspire me.
You have to stop and grab a piece of paper
and
write something
down? Oh, all the time. All the time.
Or if you wake up in the night, is there an empty letter over there?
Exactly. I've got stuff scribbled everywhere,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then you wake up in the morning and you look at it. What the hell is this?
Exactly.
I can't read
Not nearly
this.
As good as what I thought it was.
Yeah. What do you mean B flat? No. But that's, I mean, now that's, it's a challenge. You have to have a really good sense of what you do and who you are to actually put yourself on an album that's all you.
Right. It's a personal thing. But I've been asked a lot, you know, throughout my performing years, do I write? And I have written certain things and put them out there occasionally and certainly played them live and had a lot of good encouragement from fans and friends and my co-writer, Chris Caswell, and Bill McLaughlin. So my parents, you know, everybody said, write your own stuff. What's wrong with you? Write your own stuff. But, you know, we always think, well, it's not nearly as good as, you know, Spring Could Hang You Up. Why would I do that? It doesn't matter. You just have to move forth anyway.
That's what you do. You're an artist.
Right.
Artists make art.
Yeah, that's right.
You're from Kansas City, right?
You could say that.
You lived there for years.
Yeah, I lived there for years. I'm really more from Omaha, Nebraska, but I lived in Kansas City. That was very formative jazz years for me there.
So I'm waiting for your Kansas City album. You haven't done that yet.
Well, there's possibilities there.
Yes.
For sure. I have like, I don't know, maybe 10 themes I would love to put out there at any given time.
That'll be the forthcoming album, Karin's Barbecue, something to that effect.
I like the sound of that.
In the meantime, we're looking forward to spring just hanging on.
Yeah, not backtracking.
And April Come She Will is a song you sing wonderfully. It's a Paul Simon song I didn't know.
It is. Oh, I love Paul Simon. He's been, a big influence on any of us who want to write songs. And, this is one of his earlier tunes. And it was also featured on The Simpsons, which I love about this song.
So this Karin is Allison, Come She Will on WBGO.
April, come she will, when streams all ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. June shall change her tune. Restless streets she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. Die she must. The autumn winds grow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once knew has now grown.
Karin Allison at and on WBGO. And that's actually from your album...
Round Midnight.
Round Midnight. Mm-hmm. It's earlier in the day on WBGO. Singers Unlimited, and she's joined me, and she's going to be singing this week, upcoming opening Tuesday night at Birdland. She'll be back. We'll have another song from the new album forthcoming. So stay tuned for much more of Karin Allison on the 88.3 FM and WBGO.org. Shake it up, Karin Allison. Who's that with you?
Let's see. We've got Miro Sprague on piano. And these are A lot of these guys are going to be with me at Birdland, by the way. Beautiful pianist Miro Sprigg. Chris Caswell on the Hammond B3. He will not be with us on that gig. But Jeff Johnson on the bass, Jerome Jennings on drums, Rod Fleeman on guitar.
And then who's on? That's who's on the album?
That's all who's on the album as well, but I have a couple other special guests, too. Regina Carter plays three tunes.
Cool.
And in fact, she played on some of that Sunshine. And Houston Person is playing on several tunes.
Always wonderful.
Two of my
favorites. Always wonderful.
Yep.
Some of that Sunshine is the new album. It'll be out August 3rd. You'll be singing some of those songs at Birdland. And you have all these great albums out that I've been playing for years and years and years and years. And are you already now thinking of the next?
Kind of, actually. It's true, yeah. It's kind of like the next meal you're thinking
Well, it's
about.
Like it takes so long for plays and movies and everything else to come, and albums
right.
to come together.
Right.
That when they're finally like, here's an album in my hand.
Exactly.
But you already started on the next thing 4 months
exactly.
ago.
Exactly, yeah, because once, yeah, exactly. Once somebody has the finished product in their hand, the artist has already been, you know, moving on for 4 months or something like that, I think.
It's like when you're an actor and you have opening night, and it's the greatest performance of the whole thing.
Mm.
And after that, it's just more of it.
Yeah.
But the opening night is like the climax of it.
Is that right?
You're ready to go on.
Because
there's no energy quite like that.
I suppose. Yeah. Every night's opening night for us, it feels
well,
like.
Yeah, okay.
But that doesn't mean it all works.
No, that's absolutely
that.
True.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have a different audience every yeah. night, and that affects the mm-hmm. performance. And that's certainly true of jazz singers as much as actors or anybody else.
Right. And that's
performs.
Interesting because with musicians and performers who do the same sets every night, I think that's more of an acting job. You know, you have to really pretend that is just as new to you as you did it last night in the same order, the same way, you know, like that. But that's what's a beautiful thing about this music is that you don't have to do that. You can mix it up and shake it up.
It always depends. Mark Murphy told me once he saw a singer who, again and again, night after night, sang this one song. Last Night When We Were Young was a song. And at a certain point of the lyric, he said a tear came down her face. He said he was astonished. It was wonderful.
Absolutely.
It was just wonderful that she could do that.
Exactly. I mean, that is absolutely a talent. It's acting.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So, and bringing whatever you can forth in the moment, you know.
Well, and, you know, Tony Bennett always says, look, we get the set list.
Yeah.
But no song is ever the same
right,
as it was.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. Now, what got you to get up there on that stage in the first place?
I guess because I wasn't too afraid of it, maybe one of the things. That doesn't mean I don't have fear and stage fright sometimes, but I just think when my mom, she at the time was one of the church choir directors, and she would always said she could always count on me to get up and open my mouth and sing. So that was one of the things. But my classical piano background, that's really what I thought I was going to do. And then when I started to sing later in life, you know, or in college or whatever, then I thought, I really love singing too. And then jazz really drew me because of the improvisation and the humor and the time and the people. And
did you have a moment, like an epiphanal moment, when it's like, this is who I am now? I am a jazz singer who goes on stage and tours and makes records and things. I'm this person that I've thought about being, but I am now.
You know, I may have just had it right this very moment,
oh,
Michael.
There you go. There you go.
I think
there
so.
There you go.
You helped bring this out in me.
Well, and Tony Bennett told me that Frank Sinatra told him that if you don't have stage fright, you're not serious.
That's right. You know, we have butterflies,
yeah,
most definitely.
Well, you brought some butterflies always with you.
So
what are you going to say? You got to sing me one more song.
I'm going to sing you one more song, and you get to choose.
I want to hear Estrada Bronca.
You do? Okay,
you
that's
said that.
It.
You threw that's that out there before. I love that song.
Yes. This is from our CD called Imagina Songs of Brazil, and it's Estrada Bronca, and Happy Madness is the English lyric. This is a Jobim song with Gene Lee's English lyrics. Thank you. Estrada branca, lua branca, noite alta, tua falta. Caminhando, caminhando, caminhando ao lado meu. Uma saudade, uma vontade tão doída de uma vida, vida que morreu. Estrada passará, noite clara, meu caminho é tão sozinho a percorrer. Que mesmo andando para frente, olhando a lua tristemente, quanto mais ando, mais estou perto de você. What should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? This kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows now? What happened to the frown? And is that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror really me? I want to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. And I feel like I've gone back to childhood. I'm skipping through the wild woods, so excited that I don't know what to do. Well, should I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my little secret smile, because I know the change in me is you. Well, should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing far above. One of them gave a little shove, and I feel gaily, gladly, madly into love. I feel like I've gone back to childhood. I'm skipping through the wild woods, so excited that I don't know what to do. Well, should I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my little secret smile, because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing far above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love.
Karen Allison, always one of the Singers Unlimited on WBGO. Thanks for bopping by.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Pleasure.